Some gay Republicans called their party's platform ugly and harmful. The log cabin Republicans say they still hope the Republican Party will eventually accept its lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender members as equal, but not this election year. The Republican platform supports a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, and the party's nominee agrees. In May, Mitt Romney made the point to graduates of Liberty University, the world's largest evangelical Christian university.
Marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman.
Log Cabin Republicans Director of Programs, Casey Pick, has been quoted as saying the discussions about the platform were hostile about same-sex marriage. Things have been different at the Democratic National Convention here in Charlotte. LGBT Democrats are celebrating a record number of participants. Jeremy Davis is with the National Stonewall Democrats, made up of people from the LGBT community. He says having more people at the convention is important.
You cannot put 10,000 or more Democratic activists and lobbyists and elected officials in one place and not have a lot of great things happen. The Democratic Party itself now stands for basically the entire range of full equality for LGBT Americans. That is a big deal.
Not only was marriage equality included in the Democratic platform, but the arena housing the convention echoed with speeches calling for the right of any American to be able to marry the person they love. But party platforms are not binding. Often politicians ignore the parts they don't like. It does, however, make a statement about the overall direction of the party. Mark Brewer is the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party.
I think just another step, a very important step, toward recognizing people and respecting all families, respecting all people.
And Brewer says this plank in the Democratic National Party platform will be repeated when the Michigan Democratic Party holds its state convention this weekend. This is all happening just a few years after the Defense of Marriage Act was passed by Congress and signed by President Bill Clinton. That act banned the federal recognition of same-sex marriage in 1996. Clinton has changed his position since. Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage or civil unions in 2004. Brewer says people are beginning to realize it's discriminatory.
I think things are changing. I think you've seen it in society's attitudes. Things, I think, are changing rapidly on that front, and we're not going to stop advocating for full equality.
The LGBT community is cautiously optimistic. Emily Devendorf is with Equality Michigan, an advocacy group for gays and lesbians. She thinks people are noticing that LGBT people are all around them. They're their neighbors and their colleagues and friends.
This denial of so many rights as a result of being denied marriage equality and discrimination protections means that we are disabling members of our community. And finally, people are recognizing we have voices that perhaps should be listened to.
But some are putting their hands over their ears. And for the meantime, gay and lesbian people are left without the same rights as heterosexuals.
I am not an equal citizen in the state of Michigan like you are or anybody else who has the right to marry a person of the opposite sex. It makes me very angry.
Mark Lachey is an attorney and was a delegate at the Democratic National Convention. He says discrimination against the LGBT community is discrimination against fellow citizens.
You cannot proceed with something that will really restrict what you can do, both on the one hand economically, but just in your very core saying, no, you can't do that. Civil rights and civil liberties, I believe, are the core of both the true Republican Party, not the one that's been hijacked, as well as the Democratic Party.
And the differences between the two political parties on LGBT rights are being played out more prominently than they have been in past elections because the statements in the two parties' platforms and from the party's leaders are in stark contrast. In Charlotte, North Carolina, site of the Democratic National Convention, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.